Hi everyone, this is Father Brian here, and if you tuned in to our weekly live stream mass, you know that Father Sebastian preached the homily, but that does not mean that I was off the hook to preach, because I still preached in Spanish that evening. And so, I thought I would just give my homily here. It's mostly based on the first reading, which is from the Acts of the Apostles. So here we go. The first reading is from an important book called the Acts of the Apostles. The Acts of the Apostles tells a story of the very first days of the church. And it's important for us to know this story, because knowing what the early church was like can help the church today understand how it should be, what its values should be, and how it should move forward. And so we heard in the first reading what was important to the early Christians. It says that the early Christians were devoted to the teaching of the apostles, which is to say they were devoted to, devoted to the oral teachings of the apostles, as Scripture was not yet written. The New Testament, anyway, was not yet written. And they were certainly devoted to doctrine. It also says that they were devoted to community life. All right, they valued their time together. And some of them maybe even lived together in small communities. It also says that they were dedicated to breaking bread. Now, when we think of breaking bread, of course, we refer to the Last Supper and the story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus. And so we think of this as the Eucharist, which is why even today we gather to break bread together at Mass. But it's interesting to look at this passage, because it probably doesn't only refer to Mass, because it says towards the end of the reading that they even broke bread in their homes every day. All right, now, again, the first masses, okay, were most certainly in people's homes, okay? There were no church buildings for people to go to, but I really would find it difficult to believe that there were actually apostles going to everyone's home every single day to break bread. And so part of what this means is that even if people weren't actually there with an apostle breaking bread, they were thanking the Lord for his mercy and salvation. Part of what it means is that even when people were at home with family and close friends, they were giving thanks to God for his gift of eternal life and for all of his blessings. And they were recalling his sacrifice, his death and resurrection. This was not the same as the sacrament of the Eucharist, and it was not the same as gathering in large groups. But it's pretty clear that the early Christians saw a lot of value in offering prayers of thanksgiving to God in their own homes. And so, as we've said, I believe that there will be many positive things that come from the coronavirus and this time of sheltering in place. And one of those positive things is that it will force us to be more mindful of God when we are at home. All right, we're blessed in modern times to have nice church buildings. All right, we're blessed to have wonderful events that cost a lot of money, and beautiful facilities like our parish center at St. Rose, or any of the facilities that we have in any of our parishes. These are gifts that God has given us, all right? He's given us this to us for our community life together. But we can't be completely distracted by them, all right? God loves it when we gather together in those buildings to worship him. But the building that God really wants to be worshipped in is your own home, All right, that's the main building where God wants you to worship Him and discover His presence. And so this moment when we're not allowed to gather together in the church, it's forcing you, our parishioners, to worship God in your home. And that's a good thing. I want to thank you all for gathering in your homes to worship, for watching live streams. You're glorifying God in your home by your prayers. And that's exactly what God wants every single day. I believe that this moment can transform our homes into holier places, and I hope that this will continue after we find a cure for the coronavirus and can come back to church. We cannot meet with our children from religious education right now either. Okay, we can't meet on Wednesday nights. This means that mothers and fathers are going to need to make a choice. If the children of our parish are going to grow in faith during these times, it's going to be because mothers and fathers choose to teach their children directly. This is a good thing, too, because God has always wanted parents to teach their children about our faith. Okay, that's what He has always wanted. And so, for you who are parents, I want to encourage you to teach your children in your home. Yes, we can help you and offer advice and resources. Don't hesitate to call me or Sister Tita or Sister Natty. But this is a moment for you to teach. And you might not feel worthy of this. You might feel like you do not know enough about your faith to teach your children. But I believe you do. I believe you do. And if you don't, I believe that you can learn. And I believe that God will help you and strengthen you, because this is what He's wanted all along. All right, now since the early church, of course, the church has grown in many ways. All right, our church today does not always look like the church we read about in the Acts of the Apostles, but that's okay. All right, we're not supposed to necessarily mimic every single thing they did. Okay, think of a baby. All right, a baby grows up. Its appearance changes and its behavior changes over time. But the spirit that is in the baby, it stays the same. That spirit becomes stronger and weaker at times, but it's the same. All right? It's the same thing for the church. Our church might look a bit different today than it looked 2,000 years ago. But it's the same church. All right? The same spirit that moved the early Christians is the same spirit alive and moving us today. But is that spirit as strong as it was in the early church? I don't know if it is. But I do know that the spirit of the church can become stronger, and that if we do many things that the early church did, we'll grow to be strong just like them. All right? That's why this stuff is important. That's why I believe that this is a time of mercy. I believe that God is blessing the church in a very profound way right now. All right, I believe that he's snapping us out of our routine to bring us back to what it is that He wants, which includes offering prayers in our own home, having our homes be holy, sacred places, and parents teaching their children again. And one sign of the spiritual strength that we see in that first reading, it's also revealed to us. It says that the early Christians shared their gifts. They gave their possessions away so that others who needed them could benefit from them. All right, this is a time when many people will need a bit of help to get through life, and the church, not necessarily the institutional church, but the members of the church, are going to need to step up to help support their brothers and sisters in their need. Again, don't wait for the church to do things. If you see someone in need, help them directly. You don't need to go through me or ask my permission. And I'm already seeing many good things and many good acts of generosity right now that are really inspiring. If our faith grows strong in these times, we'll be able to be even more generous and to be an even greater witness to the good things that God has done for us. And so, again, I'm really not discouraged by these times at all. I'm excited because I believe that God is doing many amazing things. But I can't wait for this time to end so that we can gather together and we can share all the wonderful ways God is blessing us in these moments.